Okay, we were talking yesterday about the satisfied God.
Bueno, ayer estábamos hablando de Dios satisfecho.
That we have come into union.
Que hemos venido a unión.
The grace of God has brought us into union with a satisfied God.
La gracia de Dios nos ha traído en unión con un Dios satisfecho.
Now that's different from saying He has made me the object of His satisfaction.
Eso es muy diferente a decir que Él me hizo a mí el objeto de su satisfacción.
What I said is He has brought us into His own satisfaction.
Lo que dije es que Él nos ha traído hasta la propia satisfacción del Padre.
Where is His satisfaction found?
¿Dónde está su satisfacción encontrado?
Where is it?
¿Dónde está?
In His Son.
En su Hijo.
In Christ. Where does that Christ dwell?
¿Dónde habita este Cristo?
In you. In your soul.
En vosotros, en vuestro alma.
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 3.
Vamos a mirar Mateo capítulo 3.
We'll start where we ended.
Vamos a comenzar donde terminamos.
This is God introducing His Son.
This is Dios introducción a su Hijo.
Matthew 3, verse 17.
Mateo capítulo 3, versículo 17.
Good.
Y hubo una voz de los cielos que decía, este es mi Hijo amado, en quien tengo complacencia.
We said yesterday that in the Greek,
decimos ayer que en el griego,
the word pleasure,
la palabra complacencia,
is in a tense that should be translated like this.
Se debe traducir en la esta manera.
The verse should read this way.
El versículo debe leer así como en esta manera.
This is my Son.
Este es mi Hijo.
The beloved one.
El Hijo amado. El que es el amado.
In whom I have always been delighting.
El que en que siempre ha yo tenido complacencia. Siempre.
Not that I'm delighting in Him at this very moment.
No que solamente en este momento tengo complacencia en Él.
But that He has always been the object of my pleasure and satisfaction.
Sino que siempre ha sido el objeto de mi complacencia y satisfacción.
This is God introducing Him.
Este es Dios introduciendo a su Hijo. Enseñando a su Hijo.
Now this happened long ago.
Esto lo que pasó aquí pasó hace 3 años.
But the very same reality must take place in us.
Pero la misma realidad tiene que pasar en nuestro alma.
The Father must say into your own soul, into your soul.
El Padre tiene que hablar adentro de su alma.
This is my beloved Son.
Este es mi Hijo amado.
In Him alone. In Him alone.
En Él. Nada más.
I find my satisfaction.
En Él solamente yo encuentro mi satisfacción.
You remember in September when Brother Jimmy and I were here. I asked you to go read Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8 deals with this very thing.
Proverbios capítulo 8 habla de esta cosa.
This is the one I have eternally delighted in.
Este es el que yo eternamente me haga complacencia.
Proverbs 8 says this.
Proverbios 8 dice eso.
This is Christ speaking.
Esto es Cristo hablando.
It calls him wisdom in Proverbs 8.
En Proverbios le llama a Cristo la sabiduría.
And this son of wisdom says,
y este hijo que es sabiduría dice,
daily I was before him.
Cada día yo estaba en su presencia.
Daily I stood before the Father.
Cada día yo estuve en frente del Padre.
Before anything was made, before anything was created,
antes de creado algo,
I stood before him, before his face.
Yo estuve en frente de su paz.
And daily I was his delight.
Y cada día yo era su presencia.
That has never changed.
Eso no ha cambiado.
When God says he is the one in whom I am fully pleased,
cuando Dios dice que él es en el que yo encuentro toda mi complacencia,
he is saying this.
Está diciendo esto.
He's the one who fully satisfies my desire.
Está diciendo, este es el único que da satisfacción a mi deseo.
I want us to see this. I'm hitting this at every angle I can.
Quiero que miremos esto.
I want us to see how singular the Father's view is.
Quiero que miremos qué tan singular es la vista del Padre.
The Father has one object in his view.
El Padre solamente tiene un objeto en su vista.
And it is his Son.
Y es su hijo.
But that Son lives in you.
Pero este hijo vive en usted.
Let's go to Colossians chapter 2.
Vamos a Colosenses capítulo 2.
Just verse 9 and 10 right now.
Versículo 9 y 10 de Colosenses capítulo 2. Porque en él habita corporalmente toda la plenitud de la piedad, y vosotros estáis completos en él, que es la cabeza de todo principado y potestad.
It is in this one
es en este
that all fullness dwells.
Que toda plenitud habita.
What does that mean? Fullness of what? The fullness of everything God has ever desired. The fullness of everything the old covenant spoke of. In Him dwells the substance of it all. That means there's nothing left out. There is nothing missing.
No hay nada faltando, nada dejado.
It is perfect and complete.
Es perfecto y completo.
And in that, God is satisfied.
Y en eso, Dios está satisfecho.
Now that's wonderful to know.
Es muy, muy glorioso para saber.
That in Him all fullness dwells.
Que en él todo plenitud habita.
But then verse 10 brings us into this reality.
Pero después, versículo 10, nos trae esta realidad.
Now it's just not Christ out here as God's desire.
Ya no es solamente Cristo de fuera acá como el deseo de Dios.
But that one is now in us.
Pero que ese mismo Cristo habita está en nosotros.
For ye are complete in Him.
Que estamos completos en él.
In union with him.
En unión con él.
Because we're going to see this in a moment.
Porque vamos a ver esto en un momento.
Everything we have.
Todo lo que tenemos.
Everything of spiritual life and reality.
Todo de vida espiritual y realidad.
For us.
Para nosotros.
Is a matter of union.
Es un tiene que ver con unión.
It never Nothing of spiritual reality becomes mine.
Nada de vida espiritual se hace mi propia cosa.
In Romans 10,
Romanos 10,
Paul is speaking of the Jews.
Pablo está hablando acerca de los judíos.
And his heart is broken.
Y su corazón está quebrado.
And he says of the Jews, they have a desire for God.
Dice de los judíos, Pablo, que tienen un deseo para Dios.
They go after God. They are fervent toward their belief in God.
Corren a Dios. Están muy, tienen deseo para Dios.
They're zealous. Get that one. Yet it's without knowledge.
Pero es sin conocimiento.
They do all the things that they do.
Hacen todas las cosas que hacen.
But it's without knowledge.
Pero sin conocimiento.
What knowledge are we talking about?
¿De cuál conocimiento estamos hablando?
Are we just talking about knowledge of the words that are in the Bible?
Estamos hablando solamente acerca de los, del conocimiento de palabras que están en la Biblia?
No.
No.
Because Paul himself had perfect knowledge of the Old Testament Scripture.
Porque Pablo él mismo tenía un conocimiento perfecto del antiguo pacto de las palabras.
But under that system, he was absolutely ignorant.
Pero debajo de esa sistema, él estaba completamente ignorante.
Of the reality of which it spoke, of those words spoke.
De la realidad que esas palabras declaraban.
We said it yesterday. That the words righteousness and holiness that we see in the Old Testament.
Que las palabras como la justicia, la santidad, las palabras que veíamos en el Antiguo Pacto.
They have no reason to exist there. Except they testify of Christ Himself.
No tienen propósito para existir ahí, sino testifican de Cristo mismo.
God created these words to declare a spiritual reality in Christ.
Dios creó estas palabras para que testificaran, para que declararan una realidad espiritual en Cristo.
There was an object behind those words. There was a spiritual substance behind those terms.
Había un objeto detrás de estas palabras, una sustancia espiritual detrás de estas palabras.
And I was not that object.
Y yo nunca fui ese objeto.
You were not that object.
Usted no fue ese objeto.
Eternally, it has been Christ and Christ alone.
Eternamente ha sido Cristo y solamente Cristo.
Now Christ having come.
Ahora Cristo que ha venido.
Now Christ dwelling in us.
Ahora Cristo que mora en nosotros.
That being a reality.
Eso siendo una realidad.
We'll go to the writings of Paul and other apostles.
Vamos a ver los escritores de Pablo y de otros apóstoles.
Who declare the reality of an indwelling Christ.
Que declaraban la realidad de un Cristo que mora dentro del alma.
I was reading a book one time that defined the gospel. Again, it was from Brother T. Austin Sparks. And he said this about the gospel. The gospel is the good news of a satisfied God.
Las buenas nuevas, las noticias buenas de un Dios satisfecho.
The gospel, the true gospel.
El evangelio verdadero.
And yesterday we talked about Paul saying that which is not a gospel and that which is the gospel.
Ayer hablamos acerca de Pablo que decía eso lo que no es un evangelio y eso lo que sí es el evangelio.
But the gospel declares God is fully satisfied.
Pero en el Evangelio declara Dios está completamente satisfecho.
Because here's what the gospel does.
Porque esto es lo que hace el Evangelio.
The gospel presents the Son who is that satisfaction.
El Evangelio presenta el hijo que es la satisfacción.
And he presents that one to be in you.
Y lo presenta ese mismo hijo estar en usted.
And Paul says in Colossians in this same letter, not to be moved away from the hope, the expectation of the gospel. What is the expectation that the gospel gives to your soul? It's not for something to come, not for something incomplete to be completed.
No es algo que va a venir, algo que es incompleto para que sea completo.
The expectation that the gospel gives.
La expectación que da el evangelio
is to those who will look for him.
Es que a ellos que buscarán
him who is in you.
El que está en usted.
The one who dwells in your soul. To those who will turn to see Him only. He will appear. There's no doubt.
No hay duda.
If your heart has that condition.
Si su corazón tiene esa condición.
If your heart is set to know him alone.
Si su corazón tiene un propósito solamente para conocer él, solamente
God will make him known. He will appear in you.
Dios lo va a revelar en usted. Él se aparecerá en usted.
Let's go to that verse for a moment.
Vamos a ese versículo por un momento.
Chapter 9 of Hebrews.
Hebreos capítulo 9.
Verse 28. Yeah, verse 28.
Versículo 28. Así también Cristo fue ofrecido una sola vez para llevar los pecados de muchos, y aparecerá por segunda vez, por segunda, sin relación con el pecado, para salvar a los que le esperan.
Yeah. Now, this is the promise. Now, this is not something happening in the future. You understand, the writer of this letter begins this letter not by promising something to come. He begins this letter saying, in one Son, in Christ Himself. God has summed up everything the prophet said, every promise ever given to Israel.
Dios ha sumido todas las promesas, resumido en Cristo todas las promesas, todas las palabras de los profetas y la ley.
And now in the same context of this letter, he is saying, if you will look for him, if your soul, if the affection of your soul is set to see him, he shall appear. In your soul. Now here's how he appears. Without sin. Meaning. How can that happen? Going to the board here. How can he now appear without sin in us? The verses before that say that.
Los versículos,
Because by one offering, the cross, he has put away sin. Jason's been dealing with this at night. He has put away everything that falls short of glory. Everything that does not measure up to God's satisfaction. He's put it away. And now Christ remains as His eternal pleasure. And that one's in us. And the promise is if you look for Him. Not if you study books about Him. If you look with the affection of your heart to Him alone, to know Him only. He will appear without sin. Because the appearing that takes place in us is not coming to correct what falls short. It's not trying to repair that man, that thing that is not, does not measure up. Because he says it. Without sin, unto salvation. Not to correct and repair what falls short. But to reveal and make known the one who does not fall short. Who cannot fall short. Why? Why can't he fall short? Because he was the object in view from the beginning. How can he fall short of righteousness when he's the eternal object based upon him, the word righteousness exists?
Justicia existe porque Cristo es el objeto eternal del Padre.
In this appearing, you see Him who will say in your soul,
en este aparecer usted mira a Él que dice en su alma,
I am the righteousness of God.
Yo soy la justicia de Dios.
I am the life of God.
Yo soy la vida de Dios.
It's not to correct.
No es para correctar.
But to separate your heart from all that falls short.
Pero para separar su corazón de todo lo que queda,
that you may walk in the light of God's satisfaction.
De todo lo que queda corto, para que nosotros podamos andar en la luz de la satisfacción de Dios.
So Paul, or the writer of Hebrews, keeps going.
Es que el Señor la vida.
Remember, this is not, it wasn't divided in chapters and verses when he wrote it. So he continues this thought. So we're going to read verses 1 through verse 10.
Porque la ley, teniendo la sombra de los bienes venideros, no la imagen misma de las cosas, nunca puede, por los mismos sacrificios que se ofrecen continuamente cada año, hacer perfectos a los que se acercan. De otra manera, cesarían de ofrecer, pues los que tributan Este punto, niños una vez no tendrían ya más conciencia de pecado. Pero en esos sacrificios cada año se hace memoria de los pecados, porque la sangre de los toros y de los machos cabríos no puede quitar los pecados. Pero lo cual, entrando en el mundo, dice: sacrificio y ofrenda no hiciste más que preparar tu cuerpo. Holocaustos y expiaciones por el pecado no te agradaron. Entonces dije: he aquí vengo, oh Dios, para hacer tu voluntad, como en el rollo del libro está escrito en mí, diciendo: primero, sacrificio y ofrenda y holocaustos y expiaciones por el pecado no hiciste ni te agradaron, las cuales cosas se ofrecen según la ley, y diciendo luego: he aquí que vengo, oh Dios, para hacer tu voluntad, quita lo primero para establecer esto último. En esa voluntad somos santificados mediante la ofrenda del cuerpo de Jesucristo hecha una vez por siempre, para siempre.
I told him I was going to make him read a lot today. Payback. All right. The first verse of chapter 10 says the law made nothing perfect. It spoke of something perfect.
Hablaba de algo perfecto.
It declared a perfect reality.
Declaraba una realidad perfecta.
That would come at a future time.
Que en un tiempo en el futuro iba a venir.
But it could not bring about the perfection it declared.
Pero no podía traer la perfección que declaraba.
So he can say in verse 6. That in all of the things of the law, burnt sacrifices and offerings, God had no pleasure.
Dios no tenía placer.
What did we read in Matthew 3? This is my son.
Este es mi hijo.
He is my pleasure.
Él es mi placer.
He brings me pleasure. Why? Because that son is. That son lives in me. As everything the law declared, but could not produce in me. It declared the pleasure of God in types and figures.
Declaraba la complacencia al Señor, la complacencia del Señor.
But it was not the substance himself.
Pero no era la sustancia misma.
Therefore, God had no pleasure in those things.
Es que Dios no tenía complacencia en esas cosas.
That goes into verse 6, 7, and 8. But then Christ comes. Christ comes and says, I am come to do the will of God. To fulfill. The word do means to fulfill His will. What does he do? How does he fulfill it? He takes away the first. And he establishes the second. He takes away that which testified of him. And he now lives as the substance of their testimony. He lives in you as the substance of that testimony. And because of that,
porque de eso,
Paul can say in Colossians,
por eso puede decir, Pablo de Colosenses,
you are complete in Him.
Usted está completo en él.
In union with this Son,
en unión con este hijo,
you have come to the perfection
has venido a la perfección,
that the law could never bring.
Que no te podía nunca traer la ley.
Amen?
Amen.
That's the salvation we have.
Esta es la salvación que tenemos.
It is a salvation. We read it yesterday. Salvation is our souls being permitted.
Salvación es que nos ha dado permisión a nuestra alma.
It's our souls being brought.
Nuestra alma que nos ha traído nuestra alma
into a participation with a satisfied God.
A una participación con un Dios satisfecho.
See again, Paul said in Romans 10, that they had a knowledge of God, they had a zeal for God,
que tenían un celo para Dios,
without knowledge.
Sin conocimiento, sin entendimiento.
And because of that, they go about to establish their own righteousness.
Y, según de eso, pueden tratar de establecer su propia justicia.
They do not comprehend the true righteousness of God that Christ is.
No comprendían, no entendían, no conocían la justicia verdadera que Cristo él mismo es.
So they go about to establish one of their own.
Es que ellos van a tratar de establecer una justicia de su propio persona.
See, the word know, that is without knowledge, the word knowledge there.
La palabra conocimiento en ahí.
It means the word knowledge means a participation with the one being known.
Quiere entender una participación con la persona que está conociendo.
See, it's not just me intellectually understanding what righteousness is.
No es que yo con mi mente entendiendo el término justicia.
It's my soul beholding Him.
Es mi alma mirando a él
as my righteousness.
Como mi propia justicia.
As a righteousness that is not defined by my imagination.
Como una justicia que no es definido por mi propia imaginación.
A righteousness that's not defined by the things I do.
Justicia que no es definido por las obras, las cosas que yo hago.
But the truth of righteousness.
Pero la verdad de la justicia.
Remember what we said the truth meant.
¿Se acuerdan lo que dijimos que dice la verdad? Es la verdad.
Just the definition that is realized in Christ, but the definition of truth.
La definición de Cristo.
It means the object that lays as the basis of a matter.
La definición de la verdad es el objeto que es el base de la cosa.
So Paul can say,
este Pablo puede decir,
the righteousness of God is Christ Himself.
La justicia de Dios es Cristo mismo,
who lives in me.
Que vive en mí.
And he says, my desire,
y dice, mi deseo,
is to be found in Him.
Es encontrar, es yo estar encontrado en él.
Not having mine own righteousness.
No teniendo mi propia justicia.
But the righteousness that is by faith.
Sino la justicia que es por la fe.
A righteousness that comes in the seeing of Him who embodies that word.
La justicia que viene el ver de él, que, del ver de Cristo, que es la sustancia de esta palabra.
The one who is the reason that word exists.
El uno que es la razón para que ese término existe.
See, the word thereon in Romans 10 and in Philippians 3, thereon, our own.
La palabra nuestra en hebreo.
Philippians 3,
Romans 10.
It means to be possessed personally. Someone personally possessing it. It's my private property. It's something I have worked for and I've gotten. But see, that's without knowledge.
Pero eso es sin conocimiento, sin entendimiento.
Because we've already said, everything of spiritual reality.
Porque hemos dicho que todo de realidad espiritual
is based upon union.
Es basada en unión.
That Christ is in me everything I can ever be.
Que Cristo es en mí todo lo que yo nunca podrá ser.
He is in me what the law could not give.
Él es en mí lo que la ley no pudo hacer en mí.
Let's go to Galatians. Galatians chapter 3. Verse 21.
Versículo 21.
Yeah.
Luego, la ley es contraria a las promesas de. La ley es contraria a las promesas de Dios en ninguna manera. Porque si la ley dada pudiera. La ley dada pudiera significar la justicia fuera verdaderamente por la ley.
If there had been a law given,
si hubiera una ley que fuera dado,
that could have given life. Now, what does that mean?
Que pudiera dar vida, ¿qué quiere decir eso?
We've already said the law testified of perfection.
Ya hemos dicho que la ley testificaba de perfección.
Testified of Christ Himself.
Testificaba de Cristo mismo.
But it could not give that life to us.
Pero no podía darnos esa vida.
Could not give us the life, the righteousness it demanded.
No podía darnos la vida, la justicia que la ley
required.
Requería. Demandaba.
Could not do it.
No lo voy a hacer.
Because if it could, then righteousness would be by the law.
Porque si lo podía hacer, después la justicia fuera por la ley.
See what this verse is saying to us.
Lo que está diciendo este versículo para nosotros.
Is that righteousness or anything else of spiritual reality.
Es que la justicia o cualquier otro término de cosa.
Is not a matter of a law kept. It's not about deeds that we do.
No es acerca de cosas que hacemos.
It's about a life that has been given.
Es acerca de una vida que ha sido dado.
Righteousness is a life given.
Justicia es una vida dada.
A perfect life given to you.
Una vida perfecta que fue dada a usted.
It's not your life made perfect.
No su propia vida ha sido perfecto.
Not your natural life enhanced and improved.
No su propia vida natural mejorada.
So that you can be like Jesus.
Para que usted puede ser como Cristo.
It is Jesus. It is Christ Himself.
Es Cristo. Es Cristo en mismo.
Living in you.
Viviendo en usted.
Being made known in you by the Spirit.
Haciendo conocido en usted por el Espíritu.
As all things. As all spiritual things.
Como todas cosas espirituales.
See, that's why the Spirit. And it's upon that basis.
Es sobre esta base.
And that basis alone, that the Spirit of God works in our heart. See, we think that the Spirit of God works in our hearts to make us better. And that's the basis of most of our prayer. Make me better. Make me a better person. Do this. The Spirit doesn't work there. See, for the Spirit of God to work on that basis of your imperfection. Imperfection. he would have to work in a way that is contrary to his own finished work. We've already read this. Why do I say that? That by the cross, he has already put away sin. He's already put away the man, the system that falls short. That's me, that's you. The Spirit of God is not going to work on that which God has put away. He works in our hearts, as I said, without sin. Now there is a judgment in His appearing that removes me in every time I see Him. It separates my soul every time I see Him from what falls short. And it brings my heart into a greater view of the perfection that He is. God will not work on the basis of my imperfection.
Dios no va a trabajar sobre la base de mi imperfección.
He works in us upon the basis of His satisfaction.
Obra en nosotros sobre la base de su satisfacción.
Hebrews chapter 2.
Hebreos capítulo 2.
Verse 6 through 9.
Hebreos capítulo 2, versículo 6 a 9. Pero alguien testificó en cierto lugar diciendo: ¿Qué es el hombre? ¿Para qué te acuerdas de él? ¿O el hijo del hombre? ¿Para qué le visites? ¿Le hiciste un poco menor que los ángeles? ¿Le coronaste de gloria y de honra? Y le pusiste sobre las obras de tus manos, todo lo sujetaste sobre sus pies, porque en cuanto le sujetó todas las cosas, nada dejó que no sea sujeto a él. Pero todavía no vemos que todas las cosas le sean sujetas, pero vemos a aquel que fue hecho un poco menor que los ángeles, a Jesús, coronado de gloria y de honra a causa del padecimiento de la muerte, para que por la gracia de Dios, gustase la muerte por todos.
Here we have a scenario or a picture of most believers.
De muchos creyentes.
They look at man.
Miran a hombre.
I look at me. I look at myself.
Me miro a mí mismo. Me miro a mí.
And the question comes up.
Y viene la pregunta.
Why do you put up with me, God?
¿Por qué te das?
Why do you deal with me? Why do you continue? Every time I can't measure up.
Cada vez, pues, yo no puedo, yo no alcanzo, yo siempre quedo corto.
It seems that I can't be what you want, what you desire.
Sería como yo nunca puedo ser lo que usted quiere, lo que usted desea.
Every time I attempt to be what you want, I fall short. What is the answer? Does God correct you in that way? As a natural man? Does God say you need to pray more, brother? You need to read your Bible more. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
No es nada mal en estas cosas.
But what's the real answer?
Pero ¿qué es la respuesta verdadera?
Because this answer will dictate your prayers and your study of the Scripture.
Porque esta respuesta le va a dar el base de cada de su oración, de cada vez que usted lee la Escritura subrayada.
The answer is this.
La respuesta es esta.
But we see Jesus.
Pero vemos a Jesús.
We see Jesus.
Miramos a Jesús.
We're talking about the revealing of that Christ in us.
Estamos hablando acerca de este mismo Cristo revelado en nosotros.
That's the only answer.
Es simplemente el único respuesta.
But we don't. The seeing of Jesus is not to correct me.
Pero el ver a Jesús no es.
It's not to correct this man who misses the mark and falls short.
No es para corregir a este hombre que no alcanza la meta, que siempre queda corto.
The seeing of Christ is the seeing of Him.
El ver a Cristo es mirando a Él.
The only man that the Father sees.
El único hombre que el Padre mira.
The only one that the Father is pleased with.
El único persona que le da satisfacción al Padre.
Seeing Him as my life.
Mirando a Él como mi propia vida, como
it's,
mi vida.
It's seeing Him to be in me.
Es mirando a Él que sea en mí, que es en mí.
What I cannot be.
Lo que yo no puedo ser.
That's what the Spirit of God is at all times working in your heart for.
Esto es lo que siempre el Espíritu de Dios está hablando en nuestro corazón.
It is not to correct your problems.
No es para corregir sus problemas.
Or you can't measure up to God's thoughts and desires.
Where or what?
It's not to correct you or repair you. It's to show you the one who never falls short. And make Him known in you. As your life. What does Paul say? Galatians chapter 1. In these verses, we see Paul in the same situation as we read in Hebrews 10.
En estos versículos miramos Pablo en la misma situación que encontramos en Hebreos capítulo 10.
And nothing was made perfect by his works and his efforts. I mean, in this first chapter, in verses 13 and
14.
He talks about his time under the law. He does the same thing in Philippians chapter
3.
Talks about his time as a Jew under the law. But I love this. In verse
15,
where does his understanding of spiritual reality begin? When it pleased God. We'll condense it a little for time's sake. It pleased God to reveal His Son in me. Now I see this verse a little different than some. Some say, you know, it's God's pleasure to reveal His Son. And it is. It's His pleasure. That's what your soul was created for. This is what Jimmy's been saying. The purpose of the soul is the revealing of the Son. But the question comes into my mind, why is it His pleasure? And I see it in the same context as Matthew chapter 3. This is my Son, in whom I have my pleasure. Paul is saying in these verses, all of the things I did under the law, all of my works, they never pleased God. Remember we read in Hebrews 10? In those things you had no pleasure. And Paul saying, under those things God was never pleased. No matter how much I did, He was not pleased. But one day, there came a moment in my soul where He made known His pleasure. He made known the one who pleases Him. And He did that when He revealed the Son who pleases Him in me.
Y lo hizo cuando Él reveló el Hijo que le agrada a Él mismo en mí.
From that moment on.
De ese momento.
From that moment.
De ese momento.
Paul's heart, Paul's understanding.
El corazón de Pablo, el entendimiento de Pablo.
Was this.
Era esto.
But we see Jesus.
Pero nosotros miramos Jesús.
Nothing else.
Nada más, nada menos.
Because in Him all fullness is found.
Porque en Él toda plenitud se encuentra.
Because in Him the fullness of the pleasure of God is made known.
Porque en Él toda la plenitud de la complacencia de Dios se conoce.
See, that is the prayer I have.
Esa es la oración que yo tengo.
The prayer I have is that we would turn our hearts to see this one. That we would not turn our souls away unto some false object.
Que nuestro corazón no se vuelve de hijo a algo que es un objeto falso.
but that we would daily set our affection to know Him.
Pero que cada día nos pudiéramos la afección a conocerle.
That we may truly see
que verdaderamente miremos
where God's pleasure is truly defined.
En donde se encuentra la complacencia de Dios. En donde está definido la complacencia de Dios.
Amen. Amen.